KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 12:02. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation reports that there is no active oil spill near St. Lawrence Island that is related to recent contamination of wildlife. Tom DeRider is the state on-scene coordinator for ADEC out of the Fairbanks office. He says both the state and the Coast Guard have taken samples of the substance found on the animals and are still investigating.
Unfortunately, the analysis has come back and it's inconclusive. And so right now we do not have a source for where the material may have come from.
DeRider says they will be reevaluating the data from the lab and will continue to leave this case open throughout the winter.
Next spring, we will make another attempt at getting out to the island and going around the beaches and looking for a source for where this may have come from.
He says this will happen after melt, when the beaches are free of ice. DeRider encourages community members on St. Lawrence Island to contact the ADEC if more oiled wildlife are found.
A notification has been posted that has the contact numbers that they should call if they do spot oiled wildlife.
According to the ADEC, lab results show that a thick-billed murre from Gamble and a common murre from Savunga had deteriorated heavy oil on them, but none of the samples match suspected sources of the oil. As of last Friday, wildlife contaminated with this oily substance includes three murres, one crested auklet, a common eider, one kittiwake, two spotted seals, and one ringed seal. Two people have died in Bethel in cold, abandoned buildings, but no official causes of deaths have been confirmed. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports the latest was 60-year-old June Swope, who was found unresponsive Friday morning inside an old, unheated building. The call came in to the Bethel police station at about 11 a.m. last Friday. When police and medics arrived on the scene, Swope was cold to the touch. Medics attempted to treat her and transported her to the hospital in Bethel, where she was later pronounced dead. 4 days earlier, Norbert Kashatuk of Bethel was found in an unheated home near Mission Road. His friend was unable to rouse him and informed the police. Medics found Kashatuk lying down inside the building with no pulse. They attempted to treat him, but he was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Kashatuk might have been attempting to stay in the old house, possibly with others. In both cases, Bethel police are not investigating because they say no foul play is suspected. A man whose burned body was found in the community of St. Mary's last Friday has been identified. Megan Peters, information officer for the Alaska State Troopers, says the 22-year-old Anthony Sippery died in an accidental fire.
It appears that the death occurred because some candles had fallen over.
Peters says no foul play is suspected. She recommends taking proper steps to prevent accidental fires such as this from occurring.
Smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, I mean, anything to keep your family and yourself safe around the holiday season.
Peters says that many people use candles as decorations during the holidays. She reminds individuals to make sure candles are being used in a safe manner. Alaska's congressional delegation wants changes in the federal plans to put observers on more commercial halibut fishing boats. The observer program has been around since 1990 for large catcher and catcher processor vessels in the Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska fisheries. The National Marine Fisheries Services has announced plans to add part-time observers to vessels that are less than 60 feet, but no more than 40 feet. A letter from Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich and Representative Don Young to the Commerce Department Acting Secretary Rebecca Blank claims the expanded program is poorly planned and will be expensive. They say observers could displace crew and boost insurance costs. The delegation says NMFS should not use observers in the small boat fleet until an electric monitoring option is available. The governor's mansion in Juneau will take center stage this afternoon. Governor Sean Parnell and First Lady Sandy Parnell will host the annual Christmas and holiday open house. More than 24,000 cookies and 200 pounds of fudge have been prepared for the annual tradition, which is scheduled from 3 to 6 p.m. today. Members of the governor's cabinet will serve hot cider and other holiday treats to the public. The price of gold in New York fell $2.80, trading at $1,710.80 an ounce. An ounce of silver fell 35 cents today, trading at $33.02. And a pound of zinc is at 92 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 12:30 and depart for Kotzebue at 1:15. It's unofficially 4 degrees above zero outside the KNOM studios, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock.